Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. It's 5 o'clock, and it is time for our Album of the Week. The KAXE Album of the Week is Getting Killed by Geese. Geese formed in high school and have been playing together since 2016. Their music has been described as art rock, indie rock, no wave, and experimental rock.
Yeah.
That was Geese from their new album, Getting Killed. Their music is known for its unpredictability, going from a jam band sound to melodic indie rock, all within one song. For the recording of the new album, the band was described to have arrived with a huge shift in texture, ambience, and purpose. Tell us what you think of our album of the week. Text 218-326-1234. We receive support from Rapids Brewing Company, a place for gathering and community featuring live music multiple times a week, farm fresh food, and rotating beers from their own brew house. More information about their events, music, and menu available at rapidsbrewingco.com.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Minnesota is among a coalition of 25 states suing the Trump administration for suspending SNAP benefits. Over 400,000 Minnesotans receive Supplemental Nutrition and Assistance Program funds. As the government shutdown drags on, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says it will be out of funds for SNAP benefits starting next month. But Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison and the other plaintiffs say that the USDA is illegally suspending benefits. They point to billions in SNAP-specific contingency funds that have long been set aside by Congress. A news release from Ellison says the Trump administration is making a deliberate, illegal, and inhumane choice to not fund SNAP. He says Trump's USDA is, quote, using hungry children as bargaining chips in the fight over the government shutdown. Democrats have blocked Republican bills to temporarily fund the government. Leaders say they want Republicans to negotiate on a bipartisan compromise for expiring health insurance tax credits. A politicized notice posted earlier this week on the USDA website blamed Senate Democrats for the suspension of benefits. Pequot Lakes-based Lakes Area Food Shelf has announced it will open a branch to serve Brainerd and Baxter. The announcement comes as food shelves across the state brace themselves for increased need. Chelsea Perkins shares the details.
The organization says the decision to pursue expansion comes from discussions with Brainerd area nonprofits aimed at addressing growing food insecurity. According to data collected by the food shelf, nearly 200 households served are from Brainerd and Baxter, compared to about 120 from Pequot. Tammy Larson is the director of the food shelf. She says area healthcare organizations serving communities across north central Minnesota send their low-income patients there as well.
Right now, about 38% of our shoppers are coming from Brainerd and further. To go to a food shelf that has nutrient-dense food, that has good hours, but also is like a no-questions-asked. We serve everybody who needs food.
For many people, this means a round trip of 50 miles or more.
It's too hard to see those shoppers traveling so far with cars that aren't necessarily dependable. They don't necessarily have the gas money. Many of them will leave their car running for fear that it might not start.
Currently, the Salvation Army operates the only food shelf in Brainerd. The food shelf there limits visits to once every 30 days, according to the organization's website. Lakes Area Food Shelf is in the process of finalizing a space with the cost of expansion estimated to be $1.7 million. A target date for opening the new facility is early April 2026. Visit KAXE.org for more information on how to get involved. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
Governor Tim Walz announced Monday additional state support for Minnesota food shelves with SNAP aid close to running out. But he warns it won't be enough, and aid groups have tips for people organizing to help in their communities. It's expected that already stressed food shelves will see even more demand. Stephanie De La Hose of the group Move for Hunger says if you're inspired to mobilize your neighbors and collect items, it's best to call the local food shelf first and see what's needed.
Your local food pantry might have just gotten a huge donation of boxed mashed potatoes, and you might think you're doing something great by putting together all these sides for Thanksgiving and asking people for boxed mashed potatoes, but that's not really the need.
Standard best practices still apply, including gathering or donating non-perishable food items or giving money directly to the food shelf. That way, the staff has more purchasing power for items like fresh produce and meat. De La Hose says if you have the means and are planning a major buy at a grocery store, it's still better to donate the money because your dollars won't stretch as far. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. Upper Red Lake walleye anglers will be allowed a 4-fish possession limit this winter, with one walleye longer than 17 inches allowed. The open water limit was 5 fish this year, but the DNR says it's dropping the bag limit to 4 because the winter fishery is so popular. Fall netting showed the walleye population is in excellent shape, and the lake is full of fish of all sizes. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.
Summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and that summer wind. Like painted kites, days and nights went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. Well, I lost you, I lost you to that summer wind.
Well, just thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
People get ready for the train to Jordan. It's picking up passengers from coast to coast.
Was none other than Aretha Franklin. Before that, we heard from Willie Nelson singing Frank Sinatra. You are listening to KAXE's special edition of On the River. I'm your volunteer host, Will Owens. Over 70 hours per week are hosted by volunteers like me. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Celebrate Public Radio Music Day with KAXE today. From sunrise to sundown, it's wall-to-wall music and appreciation for the people who power it. That is you. Got a song or musician you wouldn't know about if KAXE wasn't here? Text us at 218-326-1234. We receive support from the Northland Foundation, working within Northeast Minnesota, offering grants, small business supports, and programs to help people and communities, working toward a future where everyone feels like they belong and can thrive. More at northlandfdn.org.
When I look in the mirror at who's staring back at me, the world's not getting clearer, but it's easier to see. I'm turning into someone that I've never known. Past is coming undone, but I like where I am going. I know I'm changing.
South. Grew up living hand to mouth. One good shake was all I had. The heat went out when the cold got bad. How blues is that? Tell me how blues is that? Got a poor chevron. I can't pay it back. How blues is that? Went to Chicago, try to get a break. Had a lot of doors slammed in my face. Sang on the corner, poured out my heart. Picked up my change, even slept out in the park. How blues is that? Is that?
How blues is that? Buddy Guy, with a little help from Joe Walsh. Donating stocks and mutual funds is a quick, easy way to defend KAXE from funding cuts. You may receive tax benefits as well. Call Sarah for details at 218-326-1234. Crank it up. At KAXE, we're celebrating Public Radio Music Day today, turning up the volume on what makes us live, local, essential.
Don't you feel the winds of change, y'all? Blowing in the wrong direction.
I've been sleeping here instead. sleeping in my bed. Hey! Sleeping in my bed. So show me family, hey! All the blood that I will bleed. Hey! I don't know where I belong, hey! I don't know where I went wrong, hey! But I can write a song, hey! I belong to you, you belong to me, you're my sweetheart. I belong to you, you belong to me, you're my
We just getting by, Lord. We just getting by.
Was Real Gone by Ali Venable. That's new music into the station. This week, we celebrate you, listeners, donors, volunteers, and community members who kept KAXE going strong after the loss of federal funding. You gave us momentum and strength to keep us determined to keep KAXE keeping on. Thank you. Do you love music and are interested in becoming an on-the-air volunteer DJ at KAXE or KBXE? On-air volunteers are the lifeblood of our station, and our fall training is coming up Wednesday, November 12th at KAXE in Grand Rapids, or in Bemidji at KBXE on Thursday, November 13th. Both classes run 5:30 to 7 p.m. Email dgannon@kaxe.org for more info or to confirm attendance. You are listening to KAXE special edition of On the River. I'm your volunteer host, Will Owens. Over 70 hours per week are hosted by volunteers like me. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at kaxe.org. Let's continue playing some new music into the station in this next set.
He just sits on the floor at the corner of the bed, watching for the things that haunt. They ought to both go away when I take my meds, but they don't. Hey, somebody lied to me. spent at 7 in the morning. Another drink wouldn't hurt. Sitting outside on Mom's front porch, watching the squares go to work. Then another one's on, and another one's on, and another one rides the bus. Jamming out that old Weird Al song, and they ain't got time for us. Hey, somebody lied to me. Something hiding in that space beneath the stairs. I say I'm frightened, but these old folks just don't care. Dinner time and I'm looking in the mirror, sure enough getting old. Mom's down there yelling up the stairs, come on now, your food's getting cold. I'll come down when I'm damn good and ready. Won't you just let me be? Leaning on the sink and I can't get steady. Stare right back at me. I see my father with his patience wearing thin. Sometimes it bothers me. It looks so much like him. There's something happening. Black dog and the wandering boy don't ever do any harm. They make no messes and they make no noise. They're no cause for alarm. Kinda got used to them being around the place. I don't care what mama don't allow. I'm gonna miss them if they ever go away. They're such a part of me now.
Nobody falling through the cracks. Nobody. the nine circles of hell. Great Raiders lifted, Great Raiders gone.
Slips, singing this song about loving all the people that you've There's a note that I wrote that went up in smoke. There's some songs I don't ever sing.